We're going to start, though, with the housing crisis and the situation that we have in this county and this country, and in particular towns where housing is under serious pressure. That won't have been helped by the decision made by An Bord Pleanála that a large-scale housing development in Killarney has been refused permission because of the potential impact on the lesser horseshoe bats flying to their roost in Killarney National Park. And Lucy is a journalist. She's with me on the line. She's got the story. And this is a 228-unit proposal alongside Killarney's National Park. What happened here?
Yeah, that's right. This was under the strategic housing development. Now, this is the fast-track housing whereby the council are asked for observation and then it goes straight on board Pleanála. Things have slightly changed since that application was put in. But the council has strongly backed it on the grounds of this was within walking distance of schools. We're talking about the Port Road, St. Margaret's Road. It's described as an infill site, about 15 acres is roughly, 100 metres from the Killarney National Park, the part of it known as the Domain. Now, you had a lot of objections from residents in Mill Road and nearby, and concerns about the density. There's a slightly higher density than even the town plan allows for a density of 43 units a hectare. That's over 2 acres. And you had 228 units, as we said, and that's supposed to be a mixture of apartments, duplex houses and ordinary houses. And you had a large number of cars, park spaces, as well as the creche and roads, and a huge, huge development, really. Now, there was the inspector who came down and assessed the site went through all the concerns with regard to pollution of the Folly Stream, with regard to roads, roundabouts, with regard to the density itself, and really he ticked all the boxes for those, and he said as far as he was concerned, he was satisfied that the proposed development was an efficient use of the land. And he also noted, as the council did, that, you know, people could walk or they could cycle, and this was a major plus. However, he did note concerns, and these concerns came from the Department, actually, of Housing and Heritage. Now, it's a bit ironic that the concerns were raised, serious concerns were raised by the Department of Housing and Heritage about the impact during construction phase and that night on the horseshoe bat. But they also raised serious concerns about the impact on the badger. Now, it's up to the board, as you know, Gerry, the appeals board. They make the decision. They can reject the input from the Housing and Heritage, or they can accept it, but they chose to accept the concerns, really. This is where the concerns arose, that not enough screening and proper assessment had been done on the impact of the bat.
Okay, so does that then from that's the key decision or the key element of the decision here? And I remember over 20 years ago, same sort of decision was being concerned about the development of the Port Road itself, but that road development went ahead regardless. But this time it looks like the Lesser Horseshoe Bat has stopped this in its tracks.
Completely. I don't know whether they're trying to be ironic. Or was it the use of language I find very strange. They're talking about the bat. Commute is the word they use. The bat commuting along the road, the Port Road, to the Deanock, along the Deanock River. It's what is really knocking this or leading to the refusal. Now, the bats do commute. I've looked it up about the horseshoe bat. Apparently, it has a peculiar way of commuting. He must fly straight to his site along hedgerow. He can't cling onto a wall, or she can't cling onto a wall, or whatever. They have to go in a straight line. So the assumption is, I suppose, that if you had all this artificial lighting during construction phase, then you could distract the bat.
Yeah, and set it off course and affect its habitat as it stands. This is obviously a big impact on the local residents as well. There was a lot of objections to this project, regardless, I suppose, of the concerns in relation to the national park.
You had your huge concerns about overlooking, about people being deprived of light, also about strain on services with 228 units. Now, a lot of them would have been for young families, and but some would have been for workers in the hotel industry, badly needed accommodation for workers in the hotel industry. But the local residents did have concerns, and huge concerns about, and particularly about the height of some of the buildings, and about being deprived of light as well. Now, the inspector, Paul O'Brien, sort of dismissed really those concerns, and he says that, you know, the potential for overlooking, which was one of the main concerns, he says, you know, he said, yeah, he understands why there might be a concern, but this is perceived overlooking, he says, and it may not actually qualify as actual overlooking. So in other words, he's saying that the design is such that it won't, the new big, you know, the apartment buildings particularly, that they won't overlook the existing houses and homes. But the single reason, Jerry, like given, is the bat, and nothing but the bat, and it is the commuting of the bat.
Okay, and the question then is, with the pressure that's on housing in Killarney, the housing waiting list of over 500, social housing waiting list, there are 5 properties to rent outright, 6 properties to share rent at the moment. That pressure looks like it will continue for the foreseeable future with this rejection of this housing development, this particular one.
You understand the concerns and everything, but the whole of Killarney, is there any place, you know, that can be built on, really, I suppose you'd say to them? I'm always interested in how there's so much land around St. Finan's, and indeed the structure itself, which is a fantastic-looking building, on just immediately on the north of Killarney. This is lying idle with years, and there's nothing done about it. And yet it's owned by a state agency, by the HSE. And you have the council, which can build houses, you can have private, but nothing is ever happening with that huge land bank up there. So, you know, yeah, there's pressure. I wasn't sure myself, I mean, I'm no planner or anything, Jerry, but the density there in the Port and Mars, in that infinite site by Port and Atlas, it seemed to be huge to me. But and you do wonder, like, yes, there's a shortage of land, but if you look around, or if you take an overview of Killarney, there's a lot of land within walking distance of Killarney, and you don't need such a high density either if you made efficient use. And if, certainly if you made efficient use of state-owned property there around the town. I mean, I don't know if there is a need for such high density either, you know, and there's plenty of land that can be built on.
Yeah, there certainly is. And is there anywhere for Port Asset Holdings Limited, the developers, the applicants for this site? This is strategic development, so it's already went. This isn't like it went to Kerry County Council and then appealed to Enbore Pinola. This was straight to Enbore Pinola. Is there any avenue for them to appeal this other than going to the courts?
I imagine there's they could just... I don't know, Jerry, is the answer, but what I do suspect is that with a single ground... It's mentioned a lack of rigorous assessment, and I think there must be somewhere around doing that assessment. But it's something I have to check with on board Pinola. And there is a new two-stage process now for any application over 100. It's again a fast-track process, but for any application over 100 houses, there is again a two-stage process. Now, what was interesting about this one too, in spite of all the objections and everything, nobody asked for an oral hearing according to the inspector. So even if the applicants reapply under the new fast track, I imagine there'll be an oral hearing called for. And, you know, this won't get off the ground within 2 years anyways, it would be my guess.
Your assessment of how long it might take, even if it does get through eventually.
I
okay,
so.
All right. And listen, thanks a million for filling us in on that. That's Lucy there on the line talking about that story of that major housing development, Kerry's first strategic development applied for in terms of housing, and not getting through the process and being rejected. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show.